T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, boys and girls, it's Tim and Tosh in the Morning, podcast number 35. I just threw it out there. I was just guessing.
No, that's right.
Sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
It does sound right.
He fucked it up last week, so it's all good now.
There's Bill Schmidt. My name is Tim.
Sorry, I'm going to not swear on this podcast.
No, although I can, and I will, because there's a shitty topic coming up during this podcast a little bit later. So stick around for that, because there's something I'm confused with the younger generation.
Can I ask why you don't like using the mic condom on your microphone? So behind the scenes, that's what this podcast is all about. So my microphone, because I like to pop my peas, and maybe it's just because I'm younger and not a veteran broadcaster in this business.
Yeah.
I like to keep the little mic condom on, the thing that just covers right on over it. You vehemently do not like it.
Not a germaphobe at all. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I'm not. But that does kind of...
Okay.
It kind of sponges up... just
well,
stuff.
I mean, I'm not licking the thing.
No, but people do tend to spit while they broadcast. And again,
I do too.
This, that will too, but it just seems like it smells to me.
Okay. So now maybe if you had your own, you would bring it with you and throw it on.
And then put it on. A lot of broadcasters do that.
I would try to do that too. Where do you buy one of these things?
Electronics store, I guess.
Online. Could you check it next time you're doing all your music shopping for me?
Yeah.
Let me know if you could find one.
At the guitar shop,
yeah,
I'm sure they have
it. Okay, cool.
Brewers, real quick, they're in the midst of this pennant race here, and the Cubs are at this juncture looking like with the 13-ish games left. Mm-hmm. Looks like they're in control. I mean, the Brewers are going to have the door
firmly in the driver's seat.
Open by the
Cubs. Firmly in the driver's seat, yep.
But they are beatable.
But luckily, you're going to get a shot at them right away. As long as you win that one-game playoff, you're going to get a chance to go down there and beat them in their home park.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can handle that. But, okay, so be it. Just get in for the Brewers. Just get in. I would love the division. Would love it.
Mm-hmm. You would love it.
Get
but
in.
Can we not have these people saying, I don't want to see that one-game playoff? Well, you know what? You better like it, because you've only been to the playoffs 4 times in 48 years.
Oh, well, I'll celebrate that.
How on earth are you not going to... Well, I'm not even going to sell. That's not even really getting into the playoffs. It's closer than you've been 45 other times.
49 years, you've been in the playoffs like 4 times. Stop. Yeah, we will enjoy it if that's the way it turns
out. We're going to pop bottles in the studio when they clinch the one-game playoff.
We're going to toast...
When they get to the one-game playoff, and then they win it. Holy... Rat.
Hell, we'll do a throwback toast to Yost at that time.
We are going to be, oh my goodness.
Yeah, so.
If anybody wants to stop by and donate some champagne, let us know.
Yeah, keep your eyes on our radio show, 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee. We do the post-game show, and we're going to be going crazy here down the stretch. 2 weeks remain in the 2018 championship season. So, that being said, over to football. Football's off and running. Now we're into week 2. Storylines are starting to come to fruition. Aaron Rodgers all dinged up, and what a miracle worker he was against the Bears. And now he's got the Vikings, and if you're listening to this after Sunday, the 16th, then you know what happened there. But, wow, the NFL is just, this is amazing. They got things going. Hey, Le'Veon Bell, $853,000. He bypasses that again. What's the deal on that? So if he comes back and plays by week 11, does he make this money that he's skipping in weeks 1 and 2?
I believe so.
Well,
I believe
that's
bullshit. He can only sign it, and then because it's guaranteed money. The franchise tag makes it guaranteed money that he makes a guaranteed like $14 million.
I think that's kind of bull.
It is. And that's why I was one of the lone people in the media that was siding with the players and with his offensive linemen that said, dude doesn't really give a shit. Sorry. I don't know what else you guys want us to say. He wasn't here with us in camp. He knows he's going to make this kind of money. This year, he's going to get that up front. It's damn near a signing bonus.
Right.
And these guys are out here busting their ass, getting concussions for what? $750,000?
They're trying to win a Super Bowl.
And they're trying to win a Super Bowl. For the most illustrious organization in pro sports.
Seems rather
selfish.
The Pittsburgh
Steelers.
Seems extremely selfish to me.
See, now, Tim, I've had this idea because millennials ruined everything. That's what everybody wants to say.
Yeah.
By the way, also, I want to touch on that with the boxing that we saw last night. Awesome.
Awesome fight. Yeah, my guy didn't win.
Well, your boy Triple G?
Yeah.
So you have guys in pro sports. Right now, every player in pro sports, basketball, football, pretty somewhat baseball, hockey as well, I guess, are Instagram stars, right? There's some guys that are Instagram stars first that happen to play football. I call that Le'Veon Bell. He wants to be a rapper, wants to be a superstar on the social media. He's always looking for the camera, knows where it's at. Look at his dude, 84, Antonio Brown. That's a dude that's a football player turned Instagram star.
Yeah.
There's a difference between some of these guys that are there using football to try to, you know, supplement everything else that they're doing, and there's dudes that supplement their football skills and their money-making, but their basis is between the white lines, the 52.5 width, 100 yards.
Lynch clothing line, Marshawn Lynch, right? Didn't he make a mega bucks off that?
No doubt. But that's a dude that did it, grinded through being
football.
A pro athlete, balling out, and then he is able to give back. He's giving back to the dude. That Oakland community, man, he is an absolute god out there.
I know that. And I saw a story a couple of years ago where he found someone's wallet at the gas station and literally looked at the address and knocked, hey, man, you forgot your wallet at the gas station. That's super cool.
One of my best friends lives out in Oakland. He's lived there his entire life. And he said he will, you'll see him just at the grocery store. Not out of Oakland, not out of the streets. In a very, very tough area. That's one of the toughest urban areas that you're going to find in the country.
And he's out roaming around.
And he's out roaming around because those are his people, man.
Yep, that's cool. So Le'Veon Bell, I don't know, man.
I'm with you. Yeah. I've been disgusted by the whole thing.
I mean, you got guys. You know, when my heart breaks for someone that isn't in a situation where they can, you know, roll to a drive-through. And grab, you know, a value meal. There are people that are budgeted so fucking tight, they can't run through and grab a number one meal at the Arches. It's sad. But it is sad. And then they got to turn around and know and read the story that Le'Veon Bell is on purpose choosing to bypass $850,000 for this week.
And I understand. I fully respect every dude trying to hold out as much money as they can get. And demanding that they get paid because, you know, this is when you can make your money.
Can't
and
disagree
frankly,
with that.
Frankly, the franchise tag rule is the biggest bullshit in all of pro sports.
It is.
That you can lock a dude down for 2 years when free agency is a thing. But, you know, you look at Aaron Donald, that guy came to it with the Rams earlier on in the year. Now, he held out all the way till week one, but he said, guys, I want to play here. I'm going to play here. But I'm on my rookie deal. I'm a defensive player of the year, all rookie team, all pro multiple years. You got to pay me the money that I deserve.
And he took it, pushed the envelope all the way to the end.
All the way that he could. But his guys knew that that dude was going to be ready week one.
Yeah.
You can't say that about Le'Veon Bell.
Nope. And so the NFL is off and running. The Brewers in their pennant race coming up, a shitty topic. And we also have social media drama at our radio station. That you apparently went at, we're going at it with our morning guy?
Yes. The best Twitter troll in the state of Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
Award. So you're calling him an award-winning Twitter troll?
Yeah, that's kind of what he is. He won. It's a Twitter. He won an award for being the best Twitter troll in broadcasting.
Okay.
But the thing is, the dude's on it all the time. So I respect it. But there was this issue that I've been having with a lot of people, everybody listening to this, you know, Monday, whenever you are on the radio.com app or iTunes or wherever. So the Badgers lose at home to the BYU Cougars. It's also a shame that BYU has just an amazing win over a top 10 team on the road. Those guys can't even go out and party to celebrate.
Yeah.
How sad is that?
Yeah,
because they can't even go make out with their girlfriend after the game to celebrate the big win.
Yeah, but do they party and... Where are they at? Salt Lake City?
They're in, I don't know, Mormon...
Provo?
Provo, Utah.
Are they in Provo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But some dude on the basketball team got kicked off the team for playing just the tip.
Well, is Utah dry? I mean, like the state? Aren't they... some sort of
maybe on Sundays or something.
Alcohol.
I know Connecticut's completely dry on Sunday. My parents were out there one time for like a seminar or whatever, and they went to go get like a 6-pack of beer and watch some football, and you could not buy booze on Sunday. But no, there was a guy on the basketball team, the BYU basketball team, like 3 years ago, was playing just a tip with his girlfriend and got kicked off the team, had to leave the university for sliding up in. You kidding me?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that does suck. Because you know if they were at home.
You kidding me, dude?
On campus, they would sneak away to do whatever they
like. Just think about
kids do.
Just think about if like that was Purdue coming to Wisconsin and beating them at the home turf. Those dudes are going nuts.
So Bart then says, this is what started this. Our morning guy, he said that the season's over.
Yeah, season's
for the Badgers.
Over. Yep, season's over.
And you took issue with that.
I did, because I haven't seen leaves fall yet, and I can't claim that a football season is over. It's going to be tough. I get that. You lose a non-conference game at home, it's going to be tough to get the respect to get into the college football playoff. But
crazy shit happens.
Crazy stuff happens, man, in college. So you're guaranteeing that like four teams are going to go undefeated and that there's no chance. I watched Washington, who got in over the Badgers, what was that, 2 years ago? And their quarterback rolls back last night. They're playing Utah. They're at Utah. Just a dynamite game. You know, you're watching Pac-12 after dark. And this dude rolls back 25 yards, about to get sacked, flutters the ball to a D lineman who intercepts it, runs it 40 yards, and then fumbles out of bounds.
Oh, geez.
So he should have gotten beat. These teams are going to lose. This is high-level college football. These guys are all on scholarship. Teams are going to lose.
There's
going to be upsets.
There's just upsets. But again, though, to say that the Badger season is over,
when they go to Michigan, to Penn State, to Iowa, and then possibly a chance to, if they run the table there, which they're going to have to if they want to get into the football playoff, and then win the Big Ten championship. I'm just looking at this in the macro sense, which I hate doing.
Well, my guess is that our morning guy has a shit ton of Badger fans out there listening to his show.
I would imagine so, yeah, because we are in the state of Wisconsin, and they're the second most popular football team in the state of Wisconsin.
And we're in the largest city in the state of Wisconsin.
Right.
So
you would think the highest population of graduates from that university.
Probably. And yet, I don't know. But then, you know what these guys do? They say, I'm just being realistic.
I'm just being realistic, and championships are the only measure.
Okay, well, they didn't get bounced out of the playoffs over the weekend, did they?
No, they got pushed to a back part of the line, but they're still in line.
They didn't get eliminated from a potential national championship.
No, there's no mathematical elimination.
Okay,
no.
just saying. Yep. Go Badgers, man. Or is it Go Badgers?
Go Badgers. That's what
Go Badgers.
Hopefully they whip Michigan bad.
Speaking of social media also, we have to remember what we say on social media. I mean, obviously we got to watch what we say on social media, but we also have to remember what we say on social media. There was also an incident with our board op buddy that was said that, referring to Lorenzo Cain. He had tweeted out back in January when they signed Lorenzo Cain.
And props to the best Twitter troll in broadcasting for finding this.
For pointing this out. That's why he won the award.
No doubt.
Pointed out that our board op buddy said overpaid. Some months later, now that Lorenzo Cain is beasting up and really
hitting over 310
and really leading the charge,
probably going to win a gold glove,
leading the charge of this team into the playoffs,
probably going to be top, 10 in MVP voting.
Must have forgotten about that tweet because he, just recently tweeted out Lorenzo Cain worth every dollar. Consistency at its best right there.
That didn't age well.
We also have something new to me. This is brand new to me. Reading the 8 different sports pages and websites that I read every day, I would recommend that to anybody getting into sports broadcasting in any way, shape, or form, whether you're behind the scenes producing, whether you're on the air, whether you're TV sports, radio sports, or web sports, read a shit ton. Read all the time. Learn about things as you go. I just learned about this. And maybe I'm naive, but it dipped into the sports world, and that's why I found it. It is table smashing. Is that what it's called?
You read this out of Buffalo?
Out of Buffalo.
It's one of the saddest things I've ever heard of.
It's sad?
It's just so sad.
Oh, yeah, because they're outlawing it.
They are outlawing throwing people through tables.
Okay, so
Buffalo Bills games.
Set the table for me. So you have a plastic table out at a tailgate?
Like a tailgating table, usually one of those, you know, plastic ones that'll split in the middle that you can fold up. And you can put, you know, your cheese and sausage platter out there. Maybe if you're grilling up some brats or some of those ribs on a stick, you throw right up on there.
Yeah.
And you have all your spread out there. And sometimes, you know, younger kids play beer pong on those tables, flip cup, you know, Harvard, cocaine, anything that you want to play on that table.
Do lines on it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, there's actually a drinking game called cocaine.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. We know where Tim Allen likes the snow in Buffalo, but there's a standard. So when you get drunk enough, that somebody is going to go through that damn table.
So
usually you'll clear it off. Sometimes you'll light it on fire. Sometimes you throw tacks on it. I've done that before.
I'm guessing this is from wrestling.
Yes. This is all through wrestling. You go through the table. Oh, you go through the table!
Through the table!
The carnage here at ringside here in Buffalo!
Cactus Jack!
Now, Cactus Jack took a lot of bumps through the table.
Okay.
So, you're
there we go again. Cocaine reference, bumping.
You're getting the opportunity.
I wonder if cocaine is ever going to be legal.
Well, you never thought marijuana would be legal.
Not in my lifetime. I knew it would be, but not in my lifetime.
I think coke has a much tougher path to being legalized.
Do you know why cocaine is a problem?
Because it's too fun.
Because it's fucking good.
It's fucking fun.
I've heard. So you pick up your buddy and you throw him through a table?
Right. So I could throw you up on my shoulders and hit you with an FU like John Cena or AA, sorry. They're PG now.
Don't.
You hit him with a 3D. That means one of my buddies is picking you up, kind of throwing you over the shoulders, and I'm coming in through like a neck breaker, kind of an RKO style, putting you through the table. I've hit people with power bombs through tables.
So Buffalo has deemed this to be now...
Throwing people off like a ledge. We did this at one of our biggest parties that we threw. We were up on the roof, me and my friend Big John, and you know Big John.
I know Big John. He's big.
I hit Big John with a choke slam off the roof through the table.
No hospital visits?
It was amazing. No, he got back up and slammed a beer.
So would that be then... You know, if LeSean McCoy gets hurt again, then that's where he's going to go. Why would they... Now, do you get a ticket on this in Buffalo? Because they said they're considering outlawing this.
That's what it seems like. It seems like they're going to ticket people for being thrown through tables.
So they're going to...
Which is a joke.
Falling under the disorderly conduct.
And Bill's Mafia has become just super famous out in Buffalo for this. People have made treks to Buffalo simply to see people tailgating going nuts... In the parking lot, putting each other through tables.
Why did I miss this? How did I miss this?
I mean, the videos and the vines have just been outstanding for the last, like, year. But my issue comes through, don't tell me what I can and can't do when I'm partying.
Well, one could make the argument that entertainment of table smashing doesn't hurt anybody around you that you don't know.
No.
Right? And it could be the same entertainment perspective as throwing a Frisbee around.
Right. Or throwing a football around.
Whatever.
Or slamming a beer.
Beer pong. Keg stands.
Oh, man. Don't even get me started.
That's just senseless.
Did I ever tell you about the store last time I did a keg stand?
Yeah, there's a picture of you flying around.
That's just bad.
Speaking of which, somebody pointed out that, and those of you listening on the radio.com app, it's Tim and Tosh in the Morning, episode 35. Somebody pointed out to me earlier this week that if you go to the Bat Out of Hell video by Meatloaf, that you show a striking resemblance to him.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Now, my man, Jeff Orlowski, Polish Pipe Bomb, said that I did not. If anybody knows rock music, I think that guy does. Okay. Eyesight, I don't know. He doesn't have great eyesight.
He so does he can, not see he well. Could be wrong. Fucking get it fixed. I work with... Hold on. Now you open the door. I work with motherfuckers that have correctable vision and do not correct it. Fuck you. I'm serious. I'm smiling, but I'm serious. These motherfuckers are way up on the screen, like 4 inches. Their eyes are 4 inches from the monitor, and they're trying to read a sports flash. Here's the latest sports news. And all they do is say, okay, our next story, as they buy time to focus in on the next line. Let's see, the Brewers had a good one last night. Fucking correct it. Wear your glasses. It's not a goddamn fashion show.
Or I heard this one. It's, hold on. We got, Tyreek Hill and Larry Fitzgerald.
And he's looking, and he's looking, and he's looking, and pointing his face away from the microphone because he can't fucking see. Fix it. You guys know who I'm talking about. Both there's two of them that I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. I think there's three.
Okay.
In fact, I know there's, check that, test taking mental inventory, not knowing we were going to discuss this. There's fucking four that I know of. Four of them.
Am I one of those? Because I wear my contacts.
No. No, you're fine.
I hate wearing my glasses, though.
One of them is the guy we work with on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Dan. He's got to fix some things.
I thought you were talking about Horvat.
He's one of them, too.
Ryan Horvat.
He's one.
Producer at 105.7 FM The Fan. Ryan Horvat is how you pronounce the name.
Yeah, we worked with this guy for 8 fucking months, and everyone mispronounces his name. Listen to him.
Is it cool to, mispronounce people's names?
I guess so.
That must, yeah.
So
Tom Allen here with Bill Schmidt.
Yeah, those that, these dudes listen to this podcast, wear your fucking glasses, somewhat offensive, that you have correctable vision and you don't correct it. Because it affects your work. I'm not saying this for any other reason that it affects your work. I'm just telling you, from afar, it affects your work.
But if you do have, correctable vision and you do wear your glasses, you should take those off before somebody puts you through a table. That's also in personal experience.
All right. Finally, millennials versus the older generation. And this has been, we touched briefly on masturbation, didn't we? I don't know if that was on a podcast or on the air.
I think it was on a podcast.
So that's like open
game. I hope
game.
It was because I cannot think the FCC would have liked hearing that on the air.
Porn. Well, I called it a private moment on the air.
Oh, tugging on yourself?
Yeah. So... But now
Awaken
we get
your
to
own bacon.
I find it interesting that if you go back to even as late as the 70s and 80s, like masturbation and bodily functions like taking a shit, they were sort of, I won't say off limits because it was always, you make a fart joke and then people would laugh and giggle, but
farts are always funny, yeah.
Well, it depends where you're at. They're not funny when I'm in a studio with you. Because it's closed quarters.
Yeah. Somebody rips ass. Oh, you bastard. What are you doing, man?
I don't need no.
Oh, that reeks. Oh, my God.
Yeah, giggle,
one guy's
giggle.
Laughing.
No, I don't want to smell the inside of you.
It's
I really
for
don't.
5 seconds. No, nut up and get over it.
It's just it's so distracting. No.
I thought you were going to say disrespectful, and I was going to go slap the taste out of
you. That too. That too.
It's disrespectful to you when I fart?
Sort of.
When I pass and flatulence?
I don't care what you do outside, but we're in closed quarters here.
Sucks. I just ripped ass, so I hope that you enjoy smelling that one.
You know what?
And I had eggs this morning, too, so you better taste that. A little bit peppered, too.
No, so what did I do in my work bag, my work pack?
Yeah, you brought yourself a little gun to try to get me with some Febreze.
Air freshener.
It's gross.
A little can
it
of air freshener.
Smells like ass.
It smells better than yours.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
No.
So,
about that.
Shits, how you shit, what you shit, where you shit.
Oh, so you're saying like consistency?
How you wipe.
Like if I got runnies or anything?
Do you settle in? Do you read? Everything is open game with millennials when it comes to taking a shit. In fact, I learned this from my son. who is, you know, a couple of years younger than you are.
Mm-hmm.
The craze was to take a picture of your shit and then send it to your buddies. That to me is strange.
Okay, where on earth was that the craze?
When he was in high school, that's what they were doing.
Okay, I guess
look at this one.
I guess I can't talk because when I was in middle school, I was in eighth grade. We had this thing called poop-a-thon. It was at lunchtime. It was during our lunch period. So you'd eat your lunch. It was me and my three buddies. It was Josh, Jake, and Alex was a part of this too. So we would all there were four stalls in the bathroom right outside of the lunchroom. We'd line up. Everybody look at each other. 3, 2, 1, go! And you run into the stall. Everyone had their designated stall, and you're taking the shit. And whoever was quickest got a point for that day. But if it was awarded by the judges that it was you had the largest shit a contender for the largest shit of the week, you got an extra point for that week.
That's quite disturbing.
It got cut off by the principal about a week and a half in.
I'm not a germaphobe, I'm not a prude, but I will say this, in my 60 times to Vegas, it's the one thing that I dislike about that city, because you know your diet's all fucked up, you've been drinking all the time, you've been...
And you gotta drop at least 3 or 4 during a day, no doubt. The tequila's so, running
all
through
you. All the crab legs.
Oh, no kidding.
All the seafood and red meat, and it's just amazing walking in. Like, we walked into the bathroom at the D one night. And it was so polluted in that place. I couldn't believe it. I mean, they do their best to kind of keep it sanitary and all that stuff.
Oh, and I just dropped a nasty deuce in that place.
Yes, you did.
Oh, that was gross.
So it's just a little, it's just something how times have changed.
How about this? Have you ever shit in public? Like, well if you got to go, you're going to drop one at work. You're going to drop one at a restaurant, something like that. Or are you a home field advantage kind
of
guy?
Can I just tell you something? You're going to hate me for this. Out of all the years that I have worked at this radio station.
Don't give
just
me
listen.
This bullshit.
Listen. All the years, which is since October of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
So 13 whatever years.
Yeah.
I've only taken two shits in
Not
this building.
It.
I'm
not buying it.
Honest to God. I've never been one that most 99 out of 100 times when I got to go, I can pretty much stem the tide.
That's not good.
Wait. No, well, I don't
know. When was the last time you got yourself checked, dude? You might have polyps all over that thing.
No, I got prostate checked not too long ago.
I'm not talking about your prostate.
What?
I'm talking about your colon, dog. They're
going to
have to go up there with that little camera and make sure you don't got anything all up in there.
I had a colonoscopy.
Mm-mm. I'm not holding that bitch. I'm letting it go wherever I am. So, I'm not about that. I'm not about all that waiting thing.
Shitting.
I've got enough pain with my hip, with my knees, with my ankles. My asshole's hurting, man. I'm letting that bitch go. I'm shitting wherever I'm at.
I know that. And the bridge was crossed for me on a flight when it was like, no.
Now, that's not cool.
We've started our initial descent into the Las Vegas, wherever it was. I don't know where it was going. Dude walks up there, and when he came out, you knew he was like the last one that he couldn't wait. It's a 20-minute descent.
Oh, no.
That dude blew that fucking plane out of the sky. Well, not out of the sky, but... Dude,
yeah, okay, you better not say that.
Dude blew up that area of the plane. And when he came out, I kind of knew because he was like scurrying up the aisle.
Oh, yeah, he was getting his ass out of the way, yeah.
And when he came out of the bathroom, it was whoop. I've never seen anybody move so fast. It was just like whoop and sat down immediately.
No.
And it was a bombshell. Everyone was fucking pissed at this guy. And everyone's like, you could wait 25 minutes. 20 minutes, we're going to be on the ground. The stewardess is out there. Flight attendant is just spraying their shit all over.
He just dumped it?
Yeah, he did. So man. I knew at that point that, and this was years ago, I knew at that point that I need to graduate into the new fangled era of shitting to be okay.
Yeah. You got to go when you got to go, man.
Everyone does it.
Everybody does it. And guess what, Tim? Girls fart, too.
They do. They do.
Yep.
It's not such a sexy thing or a turn-on for me. I could see some freaks would dig it.
I'd rather not be, you know, doing something, and then all of a sudden, what was that?
I mean, it's I can't say it hasn't happened.
Okay, all right. Got to fight through the adversity.
Honestly, I can't say it's ever happened, or it hasn't happened. Because there's been a couple of mistakes.
On your end or on the other end?
Both. Both. Just a little tweaker. Come on.
Yeah, I've had more on my end.
Just a little.
Just like as, and usually it's when the South is being tended to.
Oh my God.
Right? I felt so bad. I was so drunk and I was just like,
well, see, that's,
and it was silent too, and then you're just like, "That's going to be so much worse."
That's why I wonder.
You know, it's going to be worse.
Oh, far worse.
When you don't hear it, and the thing is, you can't let her hear it because she's right down there. You're like, "Whoa!"
You ain't getting away from that. No, you ain't getting away with that.
You're lucky if you're not getting your shit bit off at that point.
That's what puzzles me about prostitution. How
is there farting?
No, it's just hats off to those ladies. I do have to say,
hey, hard workers, man.
I do have to say, just for example, there's
no way we can air this.
Dude, yeah, I think we can, can't we? We've had worse. Dude is sitting at a blackjack table and, you know, he just ate a bunch of garlic and pasta and he's
probably got a pizza delivered last night when he's
stayed up all night long. He's up sweating.
Hasn't really showered. Dude has just got to smell like, oh my God, just raw onions and cabbage unpicked out of the ground when you're driving down on KR and you just smell that ratchet. Oh my God.
So, and this gal, I'm going to call a hooker tonight. In comes the hooker, and
calls Lady Lush, and there it is.
She's supposed to go down on that? I mean, come on.
Right? No kidding, man.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Some plumber from Saginaw is gambling all night, stench like he hasn't showered in a week. Because you get that way in Vegas. You do. Oh. No matter how much you spritz and glitz to go out.
You're going to survive.
To go out for the night, you do end up that way at some point.
You know me. How much I'm sweating when I'm out there?
Bedraggled and sweaty.
That's why I haven't hooked up when I'm out there.
All right, well, there's your shitty subject for the Tim and Tausch in the Morning podcast number 35. You all good? You check every box?
Yeah, I think so. I'm just still so upset that Buffalo is trying to outlaw you being able to powerbomb somebody through your own table.
Sad news.
My table, damn it.
Sad news.
I'm going to put John through it if he's being an asshole, or I beat him in a beer pong game.
You guys have a great week. We'll see you next time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.